Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
And we are back. Welcome back to the most scintillating... Oh, excuse me. I'm butchering my own line, man. Where were you on that one, Darren? Gosh, these millennials, they don't save you from yourself. That's what you're supposed to do, man. That's what makes this show any... That's why it's worth a plug nickel, if that. Anyway, welcome back for another hour of the most scintillating... Dude, I am just killing this. Wow. Another of the most scintillating hours in finance radio. I should have this down. Only been saying that for, what, 6 years? Oh, wow, it's one of those days, apparently. Anyway, it's odd, yeah, because I'm feeling great. Anyway, great to be back. Got a great show planned for you. I know I say that every week, but I really do think that. And I was telling our friends on KTTH in Seattle, you know, I remember a time not too long ago, that slow, low volatility grind up in the summer of 2019. And there was a period of time doing the show was a little more work because there just weren't any really, anything going on. Stocks were just going up. Obviously, that's not the case. We got plenty to talk about. So I want to get right into it. Market update. What do we got? So this bloody tug of war between tech and value. And this tight range that the NASDAQ is going in. And if you want to know really what's going on in the market, in my opinion, I think what you right now, you just have a story of the NASDAQ, right? Meaning that the companies in the NASDAQ, right? Think Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google, Facebook, right? The biggest companies in the world, they have the biggest weight in the index. They also have the biggest weight in the S&P 500. So it's going to be really tough for markets to meaningfully break out. And what I mean by markets, I mean essentially the S&P 500. It's going to be very tough for it to break out to significant new highs unless the NASDAQ participates. And then the interesting thing about NASDAQ is, I mean, just pull up a chart. I mean, it's just pinball between 13,000 and 14,100. You know, so what is that, an 8% range you're just bouncing back and forth with? I mean, we're going to keep riding it right now. We don't do this with a lot of the portfolio, but as a trade, I think we shorted it around 13.9 last time and covered it like, I don't know, 13.3 or something like that. We got long the NASDAQ again at the opening market yesterday, again, just as a trade, using tight sell stops. And we're going to see if you keep bouncing in this range. I really don't have any insight. I keep going back to what we've been saying about this now for coming up on 3 months that we've been stuck in this range, which is, I mean, that's the story. And we'll just have to see because the reason I think that this is so key, obviously, is because of where valuations are at and what's gone on in the last year and a half and where interest rates are at. Markets have to make a decision. And I think the NASDAQ really is going to tell the story. I think if the NASDAQ breaks below 13 here, it could have a ways further to go. I don't think that necessarily means there's going to be an impending crash, but you could see some pain overall in markets. And it could get pretty ugly in some of the things in the NASDAQ. Ultimately, that will probably be in a buying opportunity for some of the higher quality tech names. But more importantly, I just don't think that there's enough amplitude in the other things in the market that if tech does break down, it should at very least stall out the S&P 500. It's just hard to see that a rally in the S&P continue without that participation in tech. But yeah, we're still stuck there. Everything's been a little range bound. Oil, you're bouncing around between that 60 to 65 level. Guys, this is not a prediction or a recommendation. You know, I don't do that. But I got to tell you, I expect when we were pounding the table to buy energy stocks last fall, One of the things we talked about was it's going to be a really bumpy ride. And I've said this before, it hasn't been nearly as bumpy. So I would not be surprised to see some real volatility in oil markets. I wouldn't be surprised to see us hit 55 or below. I wouldn't be surprised to watch a lot of these oil stocks pull back as much as another 10%. Most of them are already 10, 12, 15% off their highs. So I don't think there's a lot left there, but there could be. They've run a lot really fast. However, the more and more we look at the world, and we're going to do a segment on inflation. We did a whole interview about it last week, but some new thoughts, specifically from an interview with Stan Druckenmiller, who's kind of the Babe Ruth of investing. It's a dream interview. If I could have one interview for an hour, well, I mean, I'd do it for 8 hours if I could. I'd do it for 24 if I could, but it'd be Druckenmiller. I just think he's brilliant. I just think he's the best to ever do it. And the track record is remarkable. People don't really realize this. He ran a fund for 30 years. He managed 32% returns per year. In 30 years, he never had a down year. And in 30 years, I believe he had 3 negative quarters. It's machine-like. And those are audited numbers, right? There's nothing suspicious about those numbers. He's just a machine. Anyway, so we're going to talk about an interview I watched with him this week. Rates, I honestly, at this point right now, 1.77 looks like the line on the 10-year. What looks to me to be happening is every single time you push 7.7 text or 1.7 on the 10-year, text starts getting waxed. And what's happened in the past is the Fed stepped in and bought the 10-year down. I think rates are going higher, but we got to see the 10-year break out. It's got to prove it. Right now, it feels and looks to me like the Fed is just holding it down. The Fed is picking where it wants that yield to be. That looks like that's around 1.5, 1.6 at this point. Don't see a lot of movement. Obviously, if you get some turbulence, you could see a quick drop in rates. But I just don't like the long bond play here. I just don't think that there's enough upside, right? It doesn't justify. And again, the threat going forward is inflation, guys. You could have bouts of deflation, but if we get those bouts of deflation, we know what the Fed is going to do. We know what the federal government's going to do. The same thing they've been doing for 13 years, and they keep getting more aggressive. They're going to pump, right? So I just think you're in a situation where you're going to have volatility. You're going to have some deflationary scares. You're going to have some rough markets. But more likely than not, those are going to be buying opportunities. However, I will say that the risk management side comes into it, because when you're this elevated in asset prices, those little corrections could get really ugly. Right? And we're going to talk about valuations. We're going to extend it. We're going to do it. I haven't covered as much of this stuff as I want to. We got more things to discuss, so we will extend this. And what I mean by valuations is there was an interesting stat that I heard in an interview this week, where we all know that this is the most expensive market of all time. There's a lot of reasons for that. You guys also know that I'm not some perma-bear calling for a market collapse. I'm saying that you have to be conscious of that. If you look at historical return rates, so one of the things that we do is we track valuations and the correlation to future returns. And obviously, as you could guess, the lower valuations have been at any given period of time, the higher the returns were over the following 10 years. All right. And that is very consistent. Now, it's noisy, meaning when you see as valuations go higher, that 10-year return is getting lower, but it doesn't tell you when it's going to turn and start getting lower. Right. It's not a timing tool. That being said, everybody knows that we're above levels that we were at in every other market rally. The only metric that was higher in valuation metric that was higher in the past is just PE ratio on the S&P. In the tech bubble, you got up to like 46. I think you're right at 40, 41 right now. But virtually every other valuation metric is higher, if not considerably higher, than 99 and 1929. And more interestingly, looking back at 1999, which previously was the most expensive market of all time, the median stock today in the market, the median stock is 75% more overvalued than it was in 99. So I think I'm going to start saying this, and this does not mean impending doom. I truly believe, and I've said this before, I've intimated before, but I'm just more convinced than ever that we are looking at and we are living in the greatest financial bubble of our time. That does not mean it's going to crash tomorrow, because we all know why it's there, right? It's there for printed money. So that's not going away anytime soon. You know, obviously, I think we're much closer to a peak and an end than we are to a start, but that could take longer. Personally, I think that the crazy tech deal is over, but we'll see. That's why I think the NASDAQ here is so key. I think if we break below 13,000, I think it's definitive. I think that the high-flying, ridiculous tech swing is over. We'll see. That could be wrong, too. But I'll tell you the other thing. If we break out to new highs on the NASDAQ, it's not. And it could get a lot more crazy. So that's why this NASDAQ thing is just so key right now. Another crazy thing I saw today. In 2020, the top 50 companies by value, so the value of their market caps, the top 50 companies added $4.5 trillion of stock market capitalization, meaning that their stocks combined went up $4.5 trillion. And so those top 50 companies are now worth 28% of global gross domestic product for the United States. If we go back three decades ago, the top 50 companies in the United States were worth less than 5%. What does that point to? Concentrated wealth. We all know that. There's an epic wealth gap. But another thing it points to is the monopolization and the consolidation of these companies turning into these mega companies. And then what have we also witnessed at the same time? Over the last 13 years, you've seen this record stock market rally and yet growth in wages. Right. Growth in the average incomes have stalled out. Why? One of that. That's one of the biggest reasons. You have these companies. They're not just, I mean, they are overvalued. They're not just 28% of global domestic product because they're overvalued. They're one of the biggest reasons is they are now consortiums. They're consolidations. Right. Every single one of these companies is almost like a roll up in some way, save a few names. But it's the consolidation of industry. And we had a great, brilliant guy by the name of Jonathan Tepper that wrote The Myth of Capitalism. He interviewed him on the show a few years back, and you should go back and listen to what he said. He's dead on the money. At some point, if you want to get this economy functioning the way it has in the past, which is good for everybody at all income levels, you're going to have to break these companies up. And people go, what does that have to do with wage growth? Think about it. If you've got three companies vying to hire people versus 12, you're going to have lower wages. There's just less wage competition. As basic supply and demand. I mean, the more people you got bidding, the higher wages are going to go. And then subsequently, the lower company profits are going to roll. So that's the other thing I think that we're hitting at right now is I think we're hitting at peak profits. Biden has talked about wanting to be the best president for labor in history. You have wealth inequality. You need to address that. That's for another reason why I think inflation's coming our way. So anyway, we got a couple more things to hit on the market update, but we want to get into some really interesting technical patterns. So we're going to call it signs of the times, right? That's going to be in our next segment. And like I said, I'll wrap up the market update in the next segment. As always, guys, if you're looking for a little more insight, if you understand that you need a risk management policy or portfolio with a risk management philosophy, meaning that we talk about record valuations and we talk about inflation. What does that mean? It means that simultaneously, unlike so many other periods of times in the past, we need to be worried about serious inflation and serious deflation at the same time, right? We need to be protected if stocks go down, and we need to be able to benefit from them if they go up. That is a risk management strategy. That is why our average client back in March was down less than 6-7% in total. Market was down 36. And it's why our average client is up double digits so far this year and was up double digits last year, even though they were only down 6 or 7 in March. Why? Risk management, guys. It works. And more importantly, it doesn't mean just safe. It means better returns over time. Not every year. But man, I'll tell you, it's worth it. When you see the market plummeting down 40%, you check your portfolio and you're down 5 or 6. And then the other thing, what does it allow us to do? Why have we had such great performance ever since that happened? Because we had a lot of cash at the bottom to buy things that had been sold. Right? That's the other part of risk management everybody forgets about. Yeah, it's great not losing money, but it also means that you got a stack of cash when everything's on sale. So that's what I get excited about. I know when we avoid the loss, the gains are coming, baby. It's like hearing the dinner bell because we're going to go shopping. We're going to buy Bed Bath & Beyond at $4.67 and sell it 9 months later for $46. Now, they're not all going to be that good, you guys know what I'm saying. Anyway, all right, we got to take a quick break. As always, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bullercapitalmanagement.com. Follow me on Twitter, at KYR Radio. We will be right back. Stick with us. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow this Thursday, right after my show at 3. Zach, I'm excited to be there.
Dory, we've taken Bulwark's entire investment and retirement planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class. We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham this Thursday, right after my show at 3. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. All right, a couple housekeeping things. One of the things I've told you guys is that when I get something wrong, I'm going to come out and tell you I got it wrong. I was reading some stuff this week, and I realized that last week on the show, and maybe a time or two prior, I can't remember, I told you that corporate debt levels were 100% to GDP. That is inaccurate. They are at about 53%, I want to say. I think the number is like 10.6 right now. $10.6 trillion in corporate debt. That doesn't count other forms of credit like revolvers and credit lines and things of that nature. But that number was off. I'm not really sure why I said that. I on the face of it, that doesn't sound right to me, but for some reason that was in my head. Anyway, now, corporate debt has never been higher. By far and away, it's a record. Especially at the height of a cycle, right? You know, so maybe there were times where after the economy crashed and you had all this corporate debt built up that you know, that debt, that corporate debt to GDP number got tighter, but not at the height of a cycle. It's a record. So it's a pretty remarkable number. It's pretty staggering if you think about it. But anyway, nonetheless, I was off on that. I apologize. And, if you guys ever hear me get something wrong, now not opinions. I mean, if you don't agree with me, that's, you know, I mean, I get angry emails sometimes. So, I mean, I won't stop you, but I got that one wrong. And like I said, I got it. You get it wrong. You got to own up to it. Another one, I spaced last week and wasn't thinking about it, but we have another virtual roadshow coming up this next Thursday for you. For those of you guys that don't know, if you're listening to the show and you're like, you know, this sounds interesting, a risk management plan, how does this work? Well, what we do in our virtual roadshows is we do a 30-minute presentation where I walk you through on via Zoom all the different aspects to our portfolio. We go over our planning process. We discuss the performance of the portfolios, the historical performance, how they work, how we build them, talk about our bond replacement strategies, talk long-term care, financial planning, estate planning, whether you need it. We just walk you through our process. We take our whole planning process and condense it down to a 30-minute presentation. And then we have a Q&A. In the Q&A, you can ask questions about how we do things. I prefer questions about stocks. You guys know I prefer to talk about economics and stocks. But we open it up for questions. sometimes those typically most people, I'd say, you know, 95% of the people that sign up stick around for the Q&A. You don't have to. You don't have to stick around for any of it. I mean, if we get 3 minutes into it and you're like, this guy's a, you know, he's a whack job, you can turn it off. And like I said, it's also free. It's just a great way. We used to do these things in person. Hopefully we're going to get a chance to do them in person again before the end of the year. I think that's probably going to happen. That's what I prefer. I just like meeting people, you know what I mean? Looking them in the face. I think it's a much better way for you guys to get a feel for us. But in the meantime, we do what we can. So anyway, we got the virtual roadshow coming up. It's this Thursday, May the 27th, this Thursday at 3 p.m. And you go to our website at knowyourriskradio.com or bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com, and we've got a sign up. It pops right up when you go to the website. You can register there. And you're going to get an invitation and then a login deal, you know, so you just click the link and you log right on. And I know a lot of you guys have listened to the show, like I said, for a while, wonder how we do it. This is a great way to go through our process and see how we do things without having to be committed, right? You can just sit there from your, heck, you could be sitting there in your pajamas sipping on a cocktail. I wouldn't be any the wiser. So, or having a cup of coffee or whatever floats your boat. You could even sit on the back deck with the laptop in your, you know, who knows? Anyway, so that is this Thursday, May 27th. It's no cost, but I will say this. I believe we're at about 70% of capacity already, which I'm not really sure how that happened because I didn't talk about it last week. I'll check on that. Maybe it's not that full. Anyway, we have limited amounts. We can only do about 100 people in these. Typically we fill them. Typically we get about 115 to sign up. So if you want to hear what we have to say, like I said, go to the radio website and sign up for that. Let's see what else. The one other thing I wanted to mention in the market update that I didn't get a chance to mention was housing. I know we've talked a lot about housing. We're going to talk about it a little bit more when we talk about financial mistakes. I want to do a section on financial mistakes today because I want to warn people about these things. Heard some really troubling things and decisions that people were making, and I wanted to address it to make sure that nobody listening to this show makes the same mistakes because they can be rather costly. But one of the things that we are looking at right now is the Fed mentioned that they were looking at housing and acknowledged that housing was getting a little frothy. The reason why I think we need to pay attention to that is because the Fed is ultra aware of what happened last time. And the one area where I could actually see them getting concerned and taking action to the opposite side of pushing up asset prices is trying to slow down housing a little bit. So here's how I think it's going to go. I think housing is going to continue to run hot. I think the Fed will slow down its purchases of mortgage-backed securities, if not peel some off, meaning sell some back. I think you'll see a pop in rates. I think housing will slow down much more dramatically and much more violently than the Fed intended. And I think within 12 months of them doing that, they'll be back in buying mortgage-backed securities again, pushing housing prices back up. That's how I see it. Obviously, we got to pay attention and see how it rolls out. But I do think you'll see a pop in rates. I think you'll see houses come down. And I think that's going to be a wonderful opportunity to get ready for turbulence in the housing market. And it'll probably be a wonderful opportunity to buy mortgage-backed securities. That would be my guess. Again, got to wait to see how that unfolds. Okay, so we got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back and get back into our next segment, which is financial mistakes and some signs of the times. So stick with us through the break. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in this economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow this Thursday, right after my show. Zach, now's the time for everyone to take a hard look at their investment strategy.
Dory, there could not be a more prescient time. I'll answer all the big questions on investors' minds. because I can promise you, if you're incorporating some of the long-running investment strategies in today's markets, like a basic 60-40 stock bond portfolio, you're taking a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement.
Learn all about Zach's retirement planning and investment strategies at his Know Your Risk virtual roadshow this Thursday. I'll be there too, right after my show at 3 o'clock. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. That's knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Burr Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. All right, so we want to talk about some signs of the times. You guys know that I've been pounding on the table for energy. I think you're at a really key area. The one thing I will say about energy that I don't think a lot of people are really talking about, and that I'll also tell you is certainly not priced into the price of oil as we sit here right now. Look at all the things going on in the world, right? You've got the Israeli-Palestinian thing, which, by the way, I don't like to get into politics, but I have to address some real craziness when I see it. I've seen people protesting that whole situation. And guys, if you don't agree with me, that's fine. I mean, you know, I'm not going to stop you from sending negative emails, but what – I see people protesting, you know, free Palestine, blah, blah, blah. Okay, can we just get historically accurate here? If you think that Palestine is being co-opted or occupied by Israel, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, why are you protesting here? You should be protesting at the United Nations. They're the ones that gave them the land in 1947. Okay. Land that had historically been theirs. And now you have this conflict where people are trying to take one side or the other. People are like, whose side are you on? I think I'm on the side of wanting peace, guys. Because to take one side or the other, first of all, the land was given them for good reason by the UN. Okay? There's also a significant number. I want to say it's between 5 to 10% of Israel's population are Palestinians that live peacefully, work, and thrive inside of Israel. Ideally, I'd like to see them share the land. That's not going to happen. But let's be historically accurate. If you have problems with them, don't blame the United States government. Sure, we do military swaps and sell them weapons, but we do that with a lot of other governments as well. And the United Nations gave them the land. Okay, now furthermore, look, Israel has made mistakes in this. They don't have clean hands. The Palestinians certainly don't. But I don't know what people expect Israel to do. And I also don't like these people that go, Israel took it, give the land back to Palestine. No, Israel needs to go annihilate the Palestinians. Whoa. Guys, picking sides in a fight that's been going on for 2,500 years is probably futile, and it's probably unwise, and it's probably stupid. What our goal should be is peace. And I'm not trying to preach at anybody right now. The historical inaccuracies and illiteracy that surround this topic are just mind-boggling to me. The Israel stole their land. The UN gave it to them in 47, man. Again, if you've got a problem with that, go protest the UN. I don't know what in the world you're protesting in downtown Philadelphia for. I think people are just looking for things to protest at this point. So anyway, that's my thought on that. But getting back to where we were talking about with oil, you've obviously got plenty of tensions in the Middle East, right? I don't know that I'd call it a powder keg. I do think if you called it a powder keg, I don't think that would be inappropriate, in my opinion. But I don't know. I'm not really prepared to call it a power keg. I think that's a little bit hyperbolic, but it could get there in a second. Okay, if that happens, in my opinion, you don't have any political risk priced into oil at this point. None. The other concerning thing that I think you should be paying attention to is a saber rattling between Taiwan and China. How real is it? I don't know. I've heard really smart people make really cogent and streamlined and thoughtful arguments for why they think it's inevitable China will invade Taiwan. I've heard really, really smart, thoughtful, cogent people with well thought out arguments about why they won't. If that becomes more of a threat, and the reason why is because that is going to disrupt the supply of oil into southeastern China. There's no question about it. Okay. And majorly impact it. And you could even see oil embargoes by Japan or the United States as a result. So what I'm saying is that I do think everybody should have exposure to energy. I'm not telling you to load up. I'm not telling you which stocks to buy. I'm also not saying it can't go down. What I'm saying is when you look at the inflationary pressures in the market, when you look at where oil currently is, when you look at the supply disruptions that COVID has wreaked on oil, right? What I kind of see, and I could be wrong, but what I'm kind of looking for is an upside spike in the price of oil that is sort of the flip side or the other side of the coin of the precipitous drop we saw that drove oil to negative 37 bucks. Now, it would take some things to align, but when you look at the inflationary pressures, you look at the amount of supply, just because the shale companies got blown to pieces, right? The supply isn't anywhere close to where it was. Rig count is still really low. That means the supply ain't coming back in time anytime too soon. But you've got the economy reopening in the second half of this year. So that's going to jack demand up. And if you get a political disruption in the Middle East or in the South China Sea area, I think, like I said, I think you could see the opposite side of that move. You could see oil go parabolic and it could get silly and sporty in a hurry. And these oil and energy companies are still cheap. Now, again, not suggesting which ones, do not load up. I personally don't ever like to have more than, and I'm talking max, 20, 25% exposure to a sector. I am not telling you to put that much into energy. I'm just saying, you know, you guys, if you have 10 to 12% of your portfolio in energy, that is a huge overweight. What does energy make up? Like 4% of the S&P 500? So if you have my whole point is don't load up too big. And one of the reasons why you don't want to load up too big is because I think it's entirely possible you could get the opportunity to buy some of these energy names cheaper. Now, you might not, but if you've got a 10 to 12% position, you know, I always look at it this way. There are two regrets to owning a stock. One regret is that you bought too much. The other regret is that you didn't buy enough. I always would prefer to have that second regret, right? And then the other thing too, just on a technical trading basis, when I have a sector like this that I'm really bullish on, I will build a bigger position and I will decide what my core position is. And then I'll trade around that core position. Meaning when that sector is breaking out and running, I will add to it. And as soon as that it quits running and you start getting consolidation, I'll pull that extra part off. That's how we play it. That's obviously really been a big driver of our returns over the last 6 months and really over the last year and a half. Just because you got into some of these sectors that got smoking like uranium did for us and gold last year. And anyway, just a little trading note there. And then just another interesting thing, and this is why I was getting in Signs of the Times. A fascinating chart I saw this week was showed the trajectory and the current position of tech and growth stocks, looking at the NASDAQ primarily, that chart over the last 10 to 12 years, and then showing the price and trajectory and current price of energy stocks. And what you see there is an epic set of what traders refer to as alligator jaws, meaning that you have these two things completely diverging. The reason that that is so interesting is because alligator jaws inevitably close. They always do. and it looks as though you look at the chart and you've got this massive spread. I mean, it's just massive. It's never been this wide. And a little tick to the top of tech is pointing down and a little tick to energy is pointing up. Go look for a chart like that. Go look for a chart that will show you energy stocks versus the NASDAQ over the last 13 years. when you see this chart, and this is one of the only times I've ever been frustrated about being on radio because I can't show you. And you know what? If you guys want to sign up for the virtual roadshow, let me put a note down. If you want to sign up for the virtual roadshow, and if somebody will remember to ask me in the Q&A, and again, you can sign up for the virtual roadshow that we've got going this Thursday, May 27th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's free of charge, but we can only hold 100 people. Limited space available. I was talking on the last segment. If somebody reminds me, I'll post that chart in the Q&A session because I want you to see it. And when you see it, you will understand why I think that this is such a pivotal moment, because you to see the spread, to see just how beaten down energy stocks are. When you see this chart, I've had several clients ask me, well, Zach, you know, is the run in value over? Is the run in energy over? And look, value and energy are not tied together at the hip. I mean, one could go down and the other could go up. But when you see that positioning and then you add to it the inflation on the horizon, and you add to the supply destruction that was wreaked through COVID, and you're going to remember, the oil dropped so precipitously because you just turned the economy off, right? Well, you're about to flip the switch the other side. And like I said, at the same time, you have these political storms brewing. Again, it's not a guarantee at all, guys. But the reason it's so compelling to me is these are things that I want to own long term anyway, right? And the fact that you can see the impetus for having a blowout type scenario where these things go nuts, you know, in things that are cheap, in things that are beaten down, and in things that are paying you a dividend, it's almost like getting a call on oil and collecting a positive carry on it, right? Because you're getting paid those dividends. That doesn't mean they won't go down, like I said. It's just when you see the chart, you'll understand. It hits you and you go, holy smokes. And you realize these people are going, oh yeah, the gap's closed. You look at them and go, it hasn't even started. I mean, it's just barely started. So you haven't missed it by any stretch of the imagination. And like I said, I love it with stuff like this because I want to buy these energy stocks now and I plan on holding them for years. Now that may change at some point, but I just think it really is a massive long-term opportunity. And I want to enforce that. Now I want to talk about financial mistakes because a good buddy of mine ran me by a scenario the other day, actually this week, that really bummed me out and might be a little hyperbolic to say it, but it broke my heart because it was awful. Anyway, his in-laws are preparing to retire, and they know what he does for a living, but you know, we've got a policy at our firm. We don't pitch friends and family. Just don't do it. If they come to us for advice, then we do it. I don't ever take my business cards to social events. I never want to be seen as the guy that is praying for, right? It's like you're like a lion waiting to pounce on people. You know, hey, you're at a Christmas party. Has your life insurance? You know, we all know the guys, right? It's not my thing. And so he hadn't solicited them. Finally, the mom called and was like, hey, can I come run my scenario by you? We're getting ready to retire and I want to know what you think. And so they come and sit down. And what he found out was that a couple months prior, they had liquidated about 95% of their 401k to pay off their house. Now, what that means is that they paid probably around 30% off the top in taxes on that money. And they used it to pay off a house that has never been cheaper to finance in the history of houses. And now they've got like 20 grand left in their retirement account. Now, lucky for them, there's some pensions in play and some Social Security. But guys, and I say this humbly because I know there are a lot of intelligent people that handle their own finances. And I don't think that these folks are not smart or not intelligent people. But this is why you need to speak to professionals. There is no room for opinion on that. That is a horrific financial decision. Horrific. For so many reasons. taxation, no liquidity. They gave away the ability to protect themselves against inflation, to pay off debt at record low interest rates. It just makes no sense. I'm watching people buying stocks like AMC, thinking it's going to 10,000. I'm watching people loading up on Bitcoin because they think it's going to make them a millionaire. Guys, you're talking to a guy that nailed the whole GameStop trade on the head, that made money during the financial crisis, and that made 10x return last year on Bed Bath & Beyond. Okay, when I got into every single one of those investments, I did not think that they were going to do as well as they did. Big wins come to you. You're not going to go around and getting them by betting YOLO calls on AM. You have to avoid the siren song of cheap money or of easy profits. It's crazy. And I know that there's a lot of people listening to the show. They're like, come on, Zach. We know that. I know. Guy, look, the other reason why I wanted to talk about financial mistakes and investing mistakes for a segment today was this. One of the things that I've realized about myself, and there's a, it's sort of the opposite of what is referred to as the Dunning-Kruger effect, where they've proven this through studies, that the less you know about any given topic, typically speaking, the more confident you are in your knowledge on that topic, right? So your actual knowledge level is running counter to the confidence in the knowledge you have. And the same is true on the other side of it. There's something in game theory called the common knowledge game, which is, you know, basically the idea that I know that you know kind of thing, right? And when you've been doing this kind of work and you've studied and read as much of it as I have, there are these baseline ideas and philosophies that you just think that we all know, right? For instance, what's the danger of high valuations? Because it lowers future returns, right? There's just things. And one of the things that I forget sometimes is that some of these things that I'm skimming over are things that a lot of people don't know. And they're things that can really hurt you. And so if you're thinking about using any asset to pay off a house, you need to talk to somebody. Because guys, it's not a gut thing. It's a look at the numbers thing. I tell our clients this all the time. There's two ways to do this. There's the way that makes you feel comfortable, or there's what the numbers tell us. Okay, and obviously you guys probably know this about me. I'm a by the numbers guy. We're going to go with what the numbers tell us. And guys, these mistakes can compromise your entire retirement. And if maybe you like managing your own money, maybe you've done good at it. We have clients that do that. We have clients with $5 million portfolios that have $1.5 million with us. We've got clients with more than that that have $300,000 with us. Do you know why they do that? Because they like to manage their money, but they want us to manage a piece of it. And they want to use our estate planning and financial planning services and to roll financial questions like I just said to you, should I pay off the house, to roll it by somebody. You can do that. Now, most of our clients have all their assets with us, but we've some that don't. And we even help institute a risk management policy for them and the rest of their portfolio. We help out. We don't charge them for that. If you're a client of ours, we'll help you out. It's like our free 401k planning. Clients are always surprised. They move portion of their assets to us, and we start talking about their 401k, and I go, give me a call. Let's go over it, and let's make sure it jives with the rest of your portfolio. And they go, what do you charge for that? Nothing. You're already a client. We have an incentive as a fiduciary to help you manage the best you can all of your financial things. The better your financial life goes, even with the stuff that isn't with us, the better it is for us too. We really are partners in this. So if you want a partner, you want us to help have somebody that can build you a risk management strategy where you're okay if inflation makes things go through the roof and you're fine if we have a giant crash. You're good either way. Right, that's the kind of retirement policy you need. There needs to be a level of certainty. You need to know that 10 years from now, you're going to be doing what you want to do as opposed to what you have to do because you got smacked and you got caught long a bunch of stupid stocks when markets were at their highest in valuations in history. And if you want to avoid that, call us, 866-779-RISK, and 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, sign up for the free virtual roadshow this week, Thursday the 27th, 3 p.m., free of charge, but we don't have very many spaces left, so hustle on it. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow this Thursday, right after my show at 3. Zach, I'm excited to be there.
Dory, we've taken Bulwark's entire investment and retirement planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class. We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham this Thursday, right after my show at 3. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Pearl Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, they'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. All right, we've only got a little bit of time left, so I want to get to the conversation, the interview I saw with Stan Druckenmiller. First of all, just so you guys know, I'm not off my rocker. Stan, what I suggest you do is go listen to the interview. If you Google Stan Druckenmiller or Stan Druck, D-R-U-C-K, and then USC interview, it was for the board or the investing. I think it was an interview they hosted for the people that manage the endowment at USC, something like that. Anyway, if you just Google that, you'll find the interview. And in it, he said, they talked about wealth inequality, and he said something that I thought was spot on and something that we've been arguing on this show for a long time. If you want to talk about wealth inequality, there is no greater engine or driver of wealth inequality in the history of our economy than the Federal Reserve themselves. And when you hear them say that they don't have a part to play in it, just laugh. It's a complete joke. And if you look at the last 13 years, right, it's a perfect example. How did we get here to the most valuable stock market of all time when we've had the weakest real economic growth over the last 10 years, 13 years than any decade in history, including the Great Depression? How is that possible? Thank you, Federal Reserve. And why is that a problem? It's not really a problem, but it is a problem because the problem is the real economy isn't growing, wages aren't growing, so the average worker is just coasting, but meanwhile, financial assets are ballooning. Well, who owns the most of the financial assets? The top 1%. Who owns the least? The bottom people who aren't getting wage increases. So that's why they've really outdone themselves this time, and people were asking Druckenmiller, again, the best money manager, in my opinion, in history. And he said it's inflation. He goes, if it grows or it crawls or it moves, we're buying it. Commodities across the board, they're shorting bonds, shorting the dollar. I'm not suggesting you do that. And the other thing is don't listen to me and don't listen to that and go, okay, I'm going to go do all that on my own because the greatest money manager in the history of the world is doing it. Because Stan Druckenmiller is known to do 100% flip in his portfolio in a day. And he says that. And so I'm not telling you to go into it. But what I am saying is inflation is certainly on the horizon. But it's not something you need to be afraid of. As far as investment returns, which I need to stay focused on because it's really the only thing that I can control, and I don't control the returns, but you guys know what I mean. Guys, the part about inflation nobody talks about is there are massive opportunities. There are massive dangers. There are a lot of people that are going to get hurt. And if you want to go see what I'm talking about, go look at stock market returns from 1968 to 1983. They were negative for that 15-year period of time. Substantially negative. If you had a 60-40 portfolio during that inflationary cycle, you got killed. What does that mean? It means you need a risk management strategy. You need a bond replacement. Call us, 866-779-RISK and 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website. Sign up for the virtual roadshow coming up this Thursday, 3 p.m. Don't miss it. We walk you through our whole planning process in 30 minutes and then do Q&A afterwards. Free of charge, but there's only 100 spots. Most of them were taken. So go to knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. We got to run. We're out of time. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you Thursday. And if not Thursday, we'll see you next week. This is Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at knowyourriskradio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk virtual roadshow this Thursday, right after my show at 3. Zach, I'm excited to be there.
Dory, we've taken Bulwark's entire investment and retirement planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class. We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk virtual roadshow with Zach Abraham this Thursday, right after my show at 3. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.